Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Did Travis die again?
This is going great, guys.
You want to sing a song? Or?
Yeah. Sing a song for us, John.
Somewhere over the rainbow, apples are bitten. Suckers rest on tables until Travis returns.
Travis, it's election night in America.
Very exciting.
And each individual stands and yells into the void, "Look at me. Look at me. Look at me." Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have so much to get to. A wall-to-wall election coverage, Travis.
Packed solid with everything you need to know about tonight's midterms.
You said that you had the choice between a guy who's making you drink poop and a guy who's putting pedophiles in schools, right?
That's right. I had the choice between a guy who loves kitty fuckers and a Batman 66 villain.
My choice was between a gal who has a rich husband and passes laws to get her rich husband richer. And I saw lots of negative stuff about the other guy, but I wasn't going to vote for him anyway because he's just got a smug look about him, Travis.
Oh, yeah, I can't vote for smug looks.
He's just got that look about him. I was like, I'm not voting for that guy. See, I'm one of those guys, Travis. See, I don't vote on the issues. I just vote on how I feel, you know?
Right. I don't always have my mind made up when I go to the polls. Like it, you know, for a couple of things, I'm like, oh, I know how I'm voting this way. But there's so much on that damn ballot. You can't know everything you're voting for until you walk into that little cloth room.
There was a thing in there that they said that they wanted to stop jerry rigging, and I voted for that. I was like, I'm down with that jerry rigging. I think that's
not
wrong.
Down with it. You said nope. The end of it. Yep. I had the only extra thing besides candidates on my poll was that check if you agree that corporations are not people and don't have the same rights as people, and that money is not the same thing as free speech. So limiting campaign contributions is not the same as limiting free speech.
You know, at my work, every year I have to watch a video about sexually harassing gals.
Like to the positive?
No, like to not
like how to do it better.
And no, they say that sexually harassing gals is bad and you shouldn't do it.
No room for it in the workplace.
And they also have a video about how like we have dangerous chemicals, and if like some shit goes wrong, we're probably all dead anyway. And I got to watch these videos to continue working there. I feel like if there was a video that kind of explained, because you know they use that jargon, Travis. It's a thinking man's ballot, you know.
It really is. They're not trying to be clear and concise. They want you to not understand what you're checking yes or no to.
And there was three different weed things on my ballot, and I mean, they're
in
all,
Missouri.
Yeah, they were all kind of like, you know, hey. You know, this is the way we're gonna do some medical marijuana, and it goes to the troops. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I guess that's fine, right? You know, the people, they want to smoke weed, let them smoke weed. That's fine.
What part of it goes to the troops? Did they specify?
Like, it went to the troops that come back and they have the PTSD. It goes to them. Like 4% goes to them so that they can get un-PTSD'd.
Sure.
And then there was two other ones, and I come home, I look on Facebook, and my politically minded people are saying, hey, you should vote no on two of the weed things and one on the right weed. So they were three different weed things, and I was just supposed to vote yes on the one I liked the best. But I didn't know that. Like, I just thought, legal weed, what the hell? And I didn't know it was this complicated thing. I want to watch a video. I just want them to explain everything to me, and I don't think that we should be able to vote until we watch the video.
Well, I think we have to drum up, you know, and this is a lost art, is that the Schoolhouse Rock, you know, like I feel like if you ask the average person, they wouldn't necessarily know all of the things we learned in Schoolhouse Rocks, the different branches of government. What's the difference between the House and the Senate? How a bill gets passed? None of those things, I think, are at the forefront of anybody's mind. And it makes it all the more confusing when you go to the polling place and you see these things on the ballot and you're like, I don't know.
My name is Jerry and I want to change things so the black people can't vote. I'm going to Jerry rig.
You know, this drives me insane that you're doing it on purpose now, right?
You know, our affiliate in South Dakota, he said that he voted and didn't get a sticker.
I had to look for my right because I don't think I've ever gotten a sticker before. And I'm like, I started feeling pissed off. Like every
you
time
have,
I
you have
voting
to get
day.
The sticker. Well, otherwise, what's the point? If you can't take that picture, then why even do it?
Exactly. And I don't think your vote counts unless you have the stickers. So I actually looked like they weren't handing stickers out. And I'm like, I turned in my ballot. I gave the guy back his pen and I'm like looking around at the table. I'm like, where are the goddamn stickers?
Yeah.
They just got them there sitting there willy nilly, big giant roll. Grab your own sticker.
You grab your own?
Oh, yeah.
What's keeping people from just taking the sticker and not voting? Yeah.
I said, I'm just going to grab one of these. And he actually kind of looked at me a little crooked, like, those voted stickers aren't for you.
Why not?
Are they for, I didn't ask. I just took my sticker and ran out of there.
For broads?
That's probably it.
Is that what? He looked at you, a 30-something-year-old man, and said, that sticker's not for you, guy.
That's right. This is what I use to hit on the broads that come in here to vote.
They're like, hey, hey.
You need a sticker? Can I apply it to you?
Travis, I looked on the eBay because, you know, he said he didn't get a sticker. You can get a roll of 500 of those for like $11.
Oh, of course.
Well, so, I mean, you could just buy your own.
I would imagine starting next week at Dollar Trees across the country, you'll be able to buy rolls of I voted stickers for $1.
They're just going to clear out their liquidation. I think they had record turnouts, Travis. So maybe they ordered the right amount of stickers.
I feel like they probably have a warehouse somewhere where they just have like too many I voted sticker. Maybe like the it's an outdated looking sticker. Like the font is
it's
old
the
style.
Same
and like,
damn sticker
this.
It always is. It's the same one. I've got
seen
the same
different
stupid
ones today.
Sticker every time. It says I voted today. It's a circle.
Mine just says I voted and it's a oval.
Oh, you got it. You got the oval one.
Yeah, I got the oval one. Wow. It's like the American flag. It's like, woo, I voted.
Pretty fancy.
Like it's like the Nike swoosh.
But for like the fifth time in my lifetime, this is the most important election of my lifetime. Everyone's the most important one.
This will change the course of your country as we know it.
Everything's probably going to be right about the same. You know, it's probably going to be very similar to how it was. Like, for all it's worth, you know, you see Trump saying stupid stuff on the television and you say, oh, that guy, he says stupid stuff. But I mean, has anything really changed, Travis?
He's going to continue to say stupid things. He's been campaigning like for the last, I don't know, since like Labor Day. They said he hit like 30 places or some shit.
Why is he still doing rallies? What is he doing?
All he's been doing since he was elected is rallies. He's either doing rallies or he's golfing in Mar-a-Lago.
But what is he rallying for?
To get people riled up.
About what?
MAGA.
What is he doing, Travis?
We're building the wall. No, you're not. Doesn't matter. Lie out your ass. Just say what you want. Talk about how people are awful. Call people names. Say you're doing shit that you're not doing. Just lie through your teeth.
That Beto O'Rourke guy in Texas, he talks like a Napoleon Dynamite. But I mean, like, you know, he's got the youth and the gals. The gals are excited about the guy. And I mean, he's running against he's like kind of a charismatic guy. He's very likable. How could he possibly lose to Ted Cruz, which just kind of looks like a
like a goo creature.
He's rolling on the same charisma that Obama was rolling on when he first got elected.
Yeah, you know, he kind of wears the dad jeans, and he's kind of a lanky dude. He's got a dumb smile.
Probably smoked cigarettes, right? Like when Obama first got elected to the presidency, he still smoked cigarettes and played basketball and shit.
Yeah, he's
like,
kind of cool, Travis. Yeah, you know, he's like a man of the people. And Beyonce likes him, which, I mean, should mean something, right?
Well, and more than likely, Trump single-handedly gets that guy elected just because of all the shit he talked about him, right? Like, and how he was trying to campaign for, like, Ted Cruz and shit. We talked about this before the show, but Trump was awful to Ted Cruz during, like, the presidential elections. Like, just...
He talked about how ugly his wife was. He's like, hey, Ted Cruz's wife is a dog face gal. She's very homely.
And he like mentioned Ted Cruz is all like, I'm not listening. I won't listen to anything Trump says. And then Trump gets elected and Ted Cruz is like licking his boots. He's like, hey, my buddy Trump's here.
he hugged the man who said his wife was homely.
Yeah. Just like a complete turncoat. And everybody saw it. And they're like, get this fucking guy out of here. I don't want to listen to Ted Cruz anymore.
Wouldn't you just say, hey, man. You know, we're both Republican fellas. We probably agree on a lot of the policy things, but the guy said my wife was ugly, so fuck him. Don't come talk to me. Don't talk. Fuck you. That's what I'd say. I just say
don't.
Fuck
if you come to my state, don't expect me to show up at wherever you are, wherever you fly Air Force One into. I'm not coming. Fuck you.
Yeah, he said my dad killed John F. Kennedy, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
he's substantiating the rumors that I'm the Zodiac killer.
Yeah. You want me to vote on something to help our Republican brothers? Good. Send me an email. But fuck you. That's what I'd say. Mm-hmm. Guys, we're joined by Matt. Matt, hi, Matt.
Howdy, guys.
Matt, did you get a sticker?
Oh, I got the sticker.
Fuck yeah, you got the sticker. You know, you can just buy those on eBay, Matt?
I mean, yeah.
You didn't even need to go vote. You could have just bought a whole thing to get the sticker.
What'd you do with your sticker? Matt, what'd you do with your sticker? Did you put it on? I gave mine to my daughter just a short while ago.
You gave it to your daughter? What do you mean? She's not old enough to vote.
No, but I figure it like shows her the importance, right? Like, yeah. Hey, your old man voted today.
You're not showing her the importance if you're just giving it away.
Well, I mean, the sticker's not important, right? Well, I mean, I guess
it is for Travis. It's the whole point.
By what Travis is saying. I mean, you want them to kind of feel included and excited about the process so that hopefully they'll take up the mantle when they get old enough and forge ahead and vote. Yeah.
No, I'm asking you guys, do you feel like, cause this is kind of the trajectory that I went through. And I don't know if you guys had a similar deal, in my early twenties, I didn't really give a shit. Like I'd pick like one topic that like for the presidency and I'd be like, well, I like what he said about this. I'll vote for this guy. But like in my late 20s and early 30s, there was a span of a good, like 5 years where I was heavily like investigating politics and issues, and I was really into it and really passionate about it until I realized that it kind of doesn't matter how impassioned you are. Keep it to yourself.
It's all kind of gonna be about the same,
right?
And nobody's gonna listen to you. Like, you look on social media these days, right? Like, you try to drum up it, you say, hey, you know, this is what I've looked into, and these are the things that I can report to you. These are good. These are bad. Nobody gives a shit. Everybody knows what they want to do. You just keep it to yourself, like your religion.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I don't mind having spirited debates with people and having those conversations, with other people. But I mean, I don't really ever say anything about politics. I usually keep it to myself, like. We here in Massachusetts, one of the questions to be voted on had to do with like transgender rights and the bathroom and all that.
Oh,
and
you had
I
a bathroom
heard
thing?
Somebody yesterday just like spouting hate mongering shit. Like, oh well, this will just, you know, if transgender can go to the proper bathrooms, then rapists are going to come in and take advantage of your little girls. Like, guys, just please. Like, I just looked at the person and said, you're stupid.
Yeah, but right.
You know, I try to stay out of it whenever anybody is talking about it, unless there's just some blatant ignorance being spewed.
Doesn't it
right.
seem
well,
like
you can kind of figure like the people who you know you can have an actual conversation with, like even if you maybe have differing opinions, you can actually like talk through it as opposed to people who are just like blatantly racist or ignorant.
Doesn't it seem like rape is like the ultimate trump card in all arguments? Like that's the main pro-choice thing is well, what if she's raped?
Well, and that's
like
what the
most people are getting raped. It's like there's a whole bunch of raping going on, and we gotta stop people from raping.
Right, and that's what the refugee caravan is coming to do, is to rape all of our white women.
Are they all coming rape
like
everybody?
What's always funny to me is that people will take up that mantle, right? The fear of being, you know, raped or whatever. But how many people have started to come out and be more brave about coming out, and they're just dismissed? As of late, you know, like, oh, hey, I said something, but, you know, nobody cared because like, oh, she was asking for it. She dressed that way type of arguments. But
we just got to not rape, Matt. See, I solved it.
Well, that should be the new like we should produce the new series of Schoolhouse Rock. Right. Like, so our first episode could be about how you shouldn't rape.
If you just stop raping, then no one will use it in an argument.
That sounds good. I mean, we'd have to workshop that a little bit more, but I mean, you get a good start.
You call a song the consent blues.
The consent blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, just stop raping, guys. We solved it.
If you want to have sex with someone, but you're not sure if they want you to sex them, just ask.
There it is. It's done. Song's done.
Yeah. Guys, there's other stuff going on in the world. Matt got me into a whole thing, Travis. You know what he did? He waved that mongoloid Keaton at me again.
Jesus Christ.
Travis, Matt knows that's my Achilles heel. That
I only ever get on Twitter like maybe once every week or a week and a half. Or like it's not something that I do on the regular. And for whatever reason, when I get on, I always see a tweet from Chris Evans or somebody from the Avengers.
You know what? You know what? Because Twitter knows that you respond to Chris Evans. And so they're like, ooh, we're going to stick him up there.
Well, the fun thing about Matt is that he's got that Keaton gif locked and loaded.
It's ready. Yeah.
So Matt dangles the Keaton carrot at me, and he knows I got to defend that little bastard. He knows that they put ham down his clothes, Travis.
Yeah, like ham right down his pants.
So he brings up Keaton, and of course, you know, I got to get on the Keaton train because it's what I do. I've dedicated my life to it.
I still haven't seen a response from Don Cheadle, Mark Ruffalo, or Chris Evans about Keaton.
They put ham down his clothes. They invited him to the Avengers premiere. Then they found out his wife, or not his wife, the kid's, what, 11?
Could be a wife.
Travis, he doesn't have a wife. He has a mom. His mom posted pictures of the Confederate flag one time. And so they're like, oh, he's not going to the Avengers premiere anymore. And I hope that he gets picked on more.
Yeah, put bologna down his pants this time.
Yeah, get the other meats. Call Arby's. Get the whole goddamn meat plate down his clothes.
They're not just roast beef. They got all the meats.
So some groupie Chris Evans housewife bitch replies to me and Matt about how Keaton is racist. Yeah. And we get into a whole goddamn thing. I swear my heart was beating out of my chest, Matt, because I was
just
so
like the
mad
old days, huh, Mike?
At this woman. This woman, how dare she say something negative about poor Keaton?
Right.
And so, I mean, like, I just threw in the towel on work for the rest of the day because I had to make this woman pay, Matt, because she talked bad about
Keaton. Oh, yeah. I knew, like, as soon as you got involved and you tweeted and then she responded back, I was like, oh, boy, like this. Because I had really tapped out after that. I was like, I'm done. Like, I put my gif out there and, you know, she said something and then I was like, I made a little comment back. And then, but you were just getting ramped up. I was like, all right, well, This is Mike.
You knew it was coming.
Mike's got this.
You knew the train was rolling through.
Oh yeah,
Matt. I mean, I'll tell you, my the medication that they put me on, don't think it's helping. what I had was a variety of voices that just constantly talked so that I couldn't center my thoughts and think because I was thinking like 300 things at one time.
Yeah.
And I just felt overwhelmed with my own thoughts. And I think that what they did is they canceled out like 299 of them. And the only one left is the one that's telling me that I'm going to fail and I'm not good enough and that I should be freaking out. And I am. And so, you know, I just got to have this one thing. And that day, the thing was Keaton.
Right.
How dare that woman say a derogatory thing about Keaton? And she just argued badly, Matt. I mean, like, she wasn't even good. It wasn't even a challenge. I need a good challenge is what I need.
Yeah, I mean, she did the typical, like, the Keaton Jones was racist and he was using the N-word at school. And, like, you know, just, like, none of that was ever – that was all myths. And she just kind of heard those little tidbits and ran with it. I still, to be honest, am genuinely concerned about like whatever happened to Keaton Jones. Like,
isn't it weird that he just went away? Like, where is he? Is he okay?
I'm almost like there's going to be a documentary or something, right? Like, just what happened to him, and maybe we should take up the mantle.
Well, is Tosh.0 still on? Didn't he always do those web redemptions or something? Like,
yeah.
How can we find
somebody? Should bring Keaton back up.
How can we find poor Keaton? I mean, that was like, what, 2 years ago? So he's like 12 or 13 now? You think he's in high school now?
I mean, if he's still alive.
You think poor Keaton is a celebrity now? You think they stopped messing with him? Or you think he's still dropping N-bombs and getting in trouble?
They doubled the pan.
Like, one of the last stories about Keaton Jones was the fact that the bullying got worse. When he,
but what she said was, is that Keaton Jones was calling the other kids N-words, and the N people at school didn't like it and beat him up. But it's not true, Matt. It's not true.
No.
Well, I mean, we don't know if it's true. It might be true. I don't know. But I mean, like, they just said, "Hey, guys, we don't think this is true." You know,
it doesn't matter.
Nobody that ever said that those stories were true.
Right. It doesn't matter, though, right? Because like every time that we have somebody like this that goes viral, do you remember what was that that dipshit in the red sweater, the big kind of bigger guy in the glasses?
Waldo?
Oh, him? Yeah, the stand. Well,
Ken Bone. Ken Bone. Ken Bone. Like, he was a hero for a minute. And then like a day later, it comes out, oh, this guy. Yeah,
he looked at the fappening pictures, Travis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then everybody that hits the public eye like that, we have to turn on them within 48 hours, and then they disappear from our purview. But they're still out there living their lives.
Right.
You know, these are still people that we're dealing with, and it really doesn't matter if anything is disproven, right? We lift these people up into our face. We say, hey, great. And then something unsubstantiated comes out, like Keaton said the N-word, and that's it. People take that on face value. And then even if it's proven that it didn't happen, it doesn't matter because that's the last thing you heard or gave a shit about. And now that's the thing.
And Ted Cruz's wife is forever ugly because he didn't defend her. He just hugged Trump and moved on.
Right.
You're right, buddy. She is. Remember when Ted Cruz loved soup? Didn't he love soup or something? Like, he had so much soup.
Was it Ted Cruz that was given that speech one time and like a piece of white, like, fell out of his mouth?
Yeah,
it was like that thick, like, mouth juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like a piece of cottage cheese.
I don't understand why anybody would ever want to be a politician. I mean, look at this. Like, you're just living your life, having normal bodily functions like everybody else, and that just gets ripped apart. And
there was Marco Rubio was another one, right? Like, every time he gave a speech, he had to constantly be drinking water because if he didn't, he'd get that white crust in the corners of his mouth or whatever, like, every time.
I think that you have a calling to be a politician if you do that thing where you make a fist and point with your thumb. Like, if that happens to you, you have to get into politics. It's It's the law.
Do you have to make like the hamster face too while you're doing it, or like the rodent face where you like kind of scrunch up your nose and short your teeth?
Do we have any correspondence around the country? Like our election coverage is veered way off course, Travis.
Oh, that's true. So if we do, I mean,
is there results coming in? Is there
calling?
Do we know who's won anything yet? Do we know if Missouri their weed things passed?
I think Virginia flipped a seat. So they, I think Virginia flipped like a seat to Democrat. That was the last I saw. Things are reporting in slowly.
Liquid checking in. He says that Trump is still the president.
Oh,
so I mean, there's some news. You heard it here first, guys.
That's shocking.
My cousin won her seat as the circuit county clerk in the little county she lives in Kentucky.
Oh, congratulations.
So does that mean you got some pull? You can get some shit going?
That's right.
She has a regular full-time job as well as that, right?
You know, I don't think that she does. I think her... I don't know.
Isn't Kentucky the state that elects like a dog the mayor sometimes? Isn't there a dog mayor in Kentucky?
I think that's north. Where's Asheville? I think it's where Asheville is.
Is that Tennessee?
North Carolina?
Asheville everywhere.
I think like the big Asheville though, like the happy hippie town safe haven of Asheville. It's like the new Portland. I think like a town like that is the one that's got a dog mayor.
Yeah.
Michelle in the chat says, speaking of documentaries, how about Making a Murderer Part 2? Either of you guys watch that yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You know, I think he just did it, guys. I really do. I'm going through the second season, and like now they're like talking about how they think that like somebody went into his trailer and like scooped up blood out of his sink because he cut his hand, and
it's just too much.
Like squirted the blood places and stuff. And it's like, I mean, somebody might have done that, but doesn't it just seem so far-fetched? Isn't it just so much easier to say, yeah, he probably did it?
It's so much work, and it has to go so right in order for
God,
it to work.
So many people were in on framing him. Like,
yeah.
Don't you just the guy, he fucked up. He probably did it.
Well, he's not a smart guy either, so it's not like he would have covered all of his tracks, really. I mean, watching that first season of Making a Murderer, they do plant a lot of doubts in your head where it's like, man, this just and that's what made it a quality viewing experience. It like felt good. It's kind of like, I don't know if you watched The Staircase on Netflix. Like, they put so much doubt in your head that it could have possibly even happened that way that it just made
it
compelling.
Travis, you have to say, well, yeah, but I mean, this is just so complicated. There's so many moving parts.
The first season had me up until they were just like, for whatever reason, just throwing out these like accusations about the prosecutor, or not even accusations, but just like trying to disparage him. It's like, this doesn't really affect the story at all or the case. And then like they kind of brush past the fact that he threw cats in a fire. Like, hey, you know, like, oh, he did that, but I mean, you know, who doesn't throw a cat in a fire every once in a while? And you're like, wait, what?
Well,
did you raise it that way?
The Ken Kratz, the prosecutor guy, like, he's very unlikable. He's like Ted Cruz, Matt, to bring it back around. Like,
sure.
But if you agree with Ted Cruz, you're going to vote for Ted Cruz anyway, because you don't want that slimy Democrat getting in there.
Well, yeah.
You want your guy, right? Because I mean, he's a bad guy. He's very unlikable, but he's your guy. He's on your team,
right?
That's why all these attack ads. Travis had attack ads saying that a guy put poop in the water, and the other guy was putting pedophiles in school. Drunk. What was the thing about what did Josh Howley do? What were his attack ads saying that he was
He condoned rape or something like that.
Yeah, it was about sex traffickers or something.
Yeah, he
was in bed with the sex traffickers. He was pro sex trafficking.
Pro sex trafficking, and women chose to be promiscuous.
And you just got to say, oh no, he probably didn't do that, right? I mean, who's pro sex trafficking other than sex traffickers, right? It's like the pedophile pizza place. You just have to say, there's probably not a pedophile pizza place.
Right.
That seems crazy. I would think that pedophiles would probably be pretty discreet about their pedophilia. They probably, like, do it in their basement.
Well, and that's, like, there, what they do is they just add these layers of just how ridiculous it is, right? Like, oh, like, if, you know, there's an email that says we're ordering 4,000 pizzas, that's, like, code for, you know, a six-year-old or, like,
we
two,
like,
six, you know. Just,
we like little really sausages.
Right.
I just want one time, I would respect it so much if a guy would just have an ad that says, eh, this guy's probably okay. But, you know, like, I'm the Democrat guy. So, like, you know, if you're, like, pro-choice and, like, you know, the other things that Democrats like, you know, vote for me because I'm the Democrat guy.
We have one guy in Wisconsin that ran zero negative ad campaigns, like zero. Like, all he does, it's you remember Sean Duffy? He was in a season of The Real World.
Sure don't.
Anyway, guy's got like a million kids, and his claim to fame is that he was like a lumberjack, right? Like, every one of his ads, it's just him in like a flannel shirt with an axe and like one of his 80 kids saying, "Oh, this is my dad." And he's like, "Oh, I'm trying to move Wisconsin forward." But he never talks shit about anybody he was running against.
He didn't say anything about the guy putting poop in the water?
Well, no, because that's the guy putting poop in the water is my governor. Like, he's the one dumping manure directly in our water supply.
Why would he do that, Travis? It's such a shitty thing to do.
He's actually shoveling manure from
that's what he like water. 80% of his day, right, according to these attack ads, is just him with that shovel.
Look out your window and see him like shoveling feces.
Does he do it just because he hates all of you,
right,
Travis?
Right into my well.
Yeah.
Is that why he does it?
Don't worry, I got this.
I got this. You needed this manure in your well, right? Like, you wanted this pumped into your house?
He's twirling his mustache.
So, Drunk, I voted yes on all three of the weed things, but I saw on Facebook I should have only voted yes on one of them.
I voted yes on two of them.
Two of the three?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like if multiple ones pass, then they just pick the best one?
If multiple ones pass, they choose the one that got the most votes.
So what if all three pass?
They choose the one that got the most votes.
Which one's the best, though?
Amendment 2.
That's
free
what
weed
I was seeing.
For everybody.
Yeah, like, yeah. So
that's the best.
They're all medical things, though, right?
That's correct.
It's not like hey, we all get weed.
I think that's a gateway, though. That's a gateway for every state.
Why is Drunk answering all of these questions like a robot? That is correct.
breaking news, by the way. 2018 United States election results. The Senate, 80 of 100 seats have been declared. 45% of those seats go to the Republican Party, 34 to the Democrats.
Okay, so it's about what everybody expected, right?
Pretty much. And then we got live updated at 8:35 Central. We're looking at the House seats. 144 of 435 seats are declared, 73% for the Republicans and 71% for the Democrats.
But what about Beto, Travis? That's the one that everybody wants to know. Do we still have to look at Ted Cruz?
The last that I saw, Beto O'Rourke was up 150,000 votes over Ted Cruz.
You know what I bet Beto O'Rourke would do if Donald Trump said his wife was ugly?
Probably punch him in the dick.
Bet he'd kick that guy's fucking ass.
Come say that to my face, yeah. Orange fuck.
Come say that to my face. You don't talk shit about my wife, you fucker. You know what I'm saying, Drunk? Yeah. I bet he'd call him a fucker.
Indeed.
Probably would.
Drunk, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Do you want to go to break?
Sure.
So that we can regroup?
Absolutely.
You want me to go get you a soda pop, Drunk?
Sure.
Did you have a rough day? Do you want to talk?
Ooh,
about
you got it? Any of that? You got any of that Mountain Dew ice?
I'm a little low energy right now, so.
Drunk, how are we gonna get some pep in your step?
I don't know.
Drunk, I just just let out a big fart, Drunk.
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to you smelling it.
This is the fascinating story of Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world. whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Planet Man fighting for fair play.
Well, Earthman, what do you think of my little show? You have anything on Earth to match it?
I guess maybe them Real Housewife shows.
What did you say?
Nothing, man, nothing.
Look at those Marlions. They'll teach that Planet Man and the Earth Girl to leave Marston alone.
You really gonna sick those things on people?
Not on people, just on my enemies. Guards, bring in Planet Man and the Earth Girl. Here they come now.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventure. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man.
The Planet Man.
We're so close to the top of the stack. Hopefully we get chosen together.
Oh, this is exciting. I hope I'm turned into a trashy tabloid magazine. I'd look so cool with Kirstie Alley's beach bod right here, right on my chest. I can't be.
All a piece of paper wants is to be useful.
Ooh, we're going into the printers. Here we go. Whee!
Hey, that tickles a little bit.
Hey, perforation. Fancy.
What do we get? Can you see anything?
Just names and boxes, I think. Holy shit. We're going to be a part of the American political process.
Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth.
Wait. What the fuck does that mean?
From the creators of Sausage Party comes an all-new animated adventure.
Guys, here I go. Wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy. Looking good.
What the...
Ah, what the fuck?
Third party. I died for nothing!
Ballot party.
Hey, man, we're in Florida. Nothing fucked up ever happens in Florida.
Hey, fuckwads, did you know that we're on the TuneIn app for your smartphone? Wherever you go. That's right, take us anywhere. Take us to the fucking mall, take us to the boat, take them in your car, do whatever the fuck you want. You can listen 24 hours a day to strangelabel.com. Download the app, search for Strange Label. Strangelabel.com on your phone. Phone.
Despite their best intentions, they may have been too hasty. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I mean, he probably just did it, right? The Steve Avery. The Making a Murderer guy. Probably just did it.
He did it.
I mean, is there doubt that he didn't do it? Sure. But he probably did it.
He did.
Did he get out of jail?
No. Drunk, I see you got a sticker.
I did.
Did you actually vote, or did you just steal the sticker?
Matter of fact, I got two stickers.
How did you get two stickers, Drunk?
You voted twice.
I just took two of them.
Did you took
they
two?
They didn't say nothing.
They didn't say anything? No. They didn't stop you on the way out and say, hey, buddy.
Whoa. Only one sticker per voter here. No, none of that.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you cancel your movie pass yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I just did this week.
Just this week?
Yeah.
What's MoviePass?
Man. MoviePass was really great, Drunk, when it came out. It was that subscription for like $9.99. They give you a credit card, and you're allowed to see one movie a day for the entire month.
And it's $10.
Theater. That's not bad.
Yeah. At Sunday, me and my wife, we got up. We're going to go see a movie film. And we looked at like four different theaters, and they had no options. Not even like one bad option. There was no options. You couldn't see a movie on Sunday. And I was like, why am I still playing this game? What am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know why you would have kept it for this long. Like, it's been useless ever since Mission Impossible 6 came out.
Well, and what they had for a while is like there was one theater that I could go to and see whatever I wanted and do their e-ticketing thing, but it was like way too far. So we did that a couple of times. We drove way too far so we could use our movie pass. But they I guess their deal with them ran out or something, because like that theater isn't even listed as an option anymore.
If you've been following their story since since they broke that weekend of Mission Impossible 6, they've just gradually been just fucking up left and right. Like, they have done everything in their power. Like, people that have canceled their subscription, they sent them an email that was like, hey, if you don't click this link in this email, we're gonna re-up you. And of course, people never check their email, so they just got re-enrolled.
Yeah, you get an email from MoviePass, like, you just delete it. Like, why would you keep that email? It's bullshit.
I hit cancel. Why am I not canceled? They've just been in really bad shape for a while now.
Well, they warned me that that if I canceled, I couldn't get it again for 8 more months.
Right.
They're banning me for 8 months. I was like, yeah, I'm canceling you. I don't care how long you ban me. I don't want it anymore. It sucks.
Yeah, it's almost as if, like, by saying that, they're trying to make you second guess yourself. Like, oh man, are they going to get their shit together in the next couple weeks?
Do they know maybe something we don't know?
So they used to be awesome, but not so much.
Yeah, you could see a movie every day.
Listen, I remember talking about this when they came out, because it was like, this deal is too good to be true. Because, I mean, if you go to one movie, like a ticket in my area is like $12-13. Like, I've already saved money by going to one movie a month using MoviePass.
Matt, Travis made a really good point in the chat and not on the show.
Good.
Liquid says the rise and fall of MoviePass will make a great documentary, and Travis said, I'm still waiting for the Columbia House documentary.
They had an amazing story. I can't remember what magazine wrote this story, but it was very long and very detailed about what happened to Columbia House that I think would make just like a stunning documentary, because I think we can all, I mean, if you were alive and you were of age at that time of Columbia House, we took the fucking company for a ride.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Like, you get 10 CDs for a penny a piece.
Right.
And then roped into a scheme where you're paying like $25 for the next one that you don't want.
But you just didn't pay for them. Right. And most of us were like 14 years old, 16 years old. What are they going to do? you can't sign up your children for a service that requires payment for things. It's not without parental consent. So it's just like, fuck you. What are you going to do to me?
Yeah. You're going to fuck up my 11-year-old credit. Yeah, it's funny. I never fell into it because I almost didn't go for MoviePass too, because like I was very skeptical about it. I was like,
yeah,
there's a catch to this. They're going to fuck me somehow. But then like people were saying, no, man, they're not going to fuck you. They're just really stupid.
Yeah.
And I went for it.
That's
I was like,
what it was.
Yeah. That's pretty much the case.
And everybody just kept saying, oh, well, they must have a plan. But I don't think they did. I think they're just stupid. It was just a really good deal, and they thought that they'd figure it out, you know, once they started running. And it didn't happen. They're fools, Drunk. And I was a fool to continue to give them $10 a month for way too long.
Yeah.
You should have took advantage of them and then bailed, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I did.
As soon as it got shitty, I should have bailed.
but like some months would go by and I would just see one movie. And I think a couple of times that I just saw two movies, like I never went crazy, but I know Joe was using it all the time. Like he was going three or four times a month.
Yeah, but like you said, one or two movies was still a deal for you. So it still worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was months that we went and saw it more.
It was a deal.
But yeah, right. we were probably two or three a month.
So following the success of the company of MoviePass, like, what do you think? Like, the next hot idea is, like, would you like $500 of groceries a month for just $20.99?
But you
know, I swear, we have a plan.
Like, right. If an individual theater were to just make their own MoviePass, I mean, if they get you in the door, they'll probably sell you candy and sodas and popcorn, right, and stuff. And I just make the deal. You got to be here to get it. So you can't do advance tickets. You have to show up. So then you're getting the last minute shit that nobody was going to fill anyway.
I think that's what MoviePass was hoping, is that all of these theaters would be like, oh, this is great. We're getting so many extra people in the door. Like, you know, what we're going to offer you, MoviePass, is discounted ticket rates, because these people are saving money on tickets and spending more on concessions. So for that, we'll discount our rates for you if you know, and maybe try to run promotions. I think they were banking on more of the support, but literally everybody was just like,
well, fuck you. We'll just do our own thing.
Take advantage of the situation.
Well, that's the thing, because the theaters are not making any money on tickets.
No.
The first, and I think Disney fucked theater owners hard, where it used to be the first weekend's ticket sales exclusively 100% went to the movie studios. But after that opening weekend, all of the ticket sales were split like better, where it was like 50-50 or something. But Disney came in and they said, hey, you want to carry our Marvel movies? We're going to go ahead and we're going to recoup 100% of those ticket sales for the first 2-3 weekends. And then we're only going to give you 10% for the rest of the run of the movie. So theaters are like, yeah, man, if you can get people in here buying a fucking $14 bucket of popcorn, we're all for it.
Did you send a check to Columbia House? Did you mail? I mean, they charge you shipping and handling too, right? Like, it's like $1 to shipping and handling, right? Per disc.
God damn, you know, I don't remember, because it was before the time of the internet. So
you don't,
it's
mail
not like you PayPal them.
You don't mail cash. And if you give them a card number, then they'll start charging.
No, I think you mailed them a penny. I think that was the deal.
You can't put pennies in the mail, can you?
You know, I feel like I have a recollection of, I waited until there was enough money to justify it, and then I got a money order.
Oh, right. Yeah, money order. See, I forgot about the money orders.
Yeah. Well, most people have forgotten about money orders. speaking of MoviePass,
drunk's fancy.
Speaking of MoviePass, their parent company, Heliomathos, is up 2.26% in after hours trading. Would you like to know what they're going for right now per stock, per share?
It's not, always it's 1 cent. I get a notification every day, Travis. Yeah. It's like different degrees of 1 cent.
tonight it's 0.0181 cents.
So almost to 2 cents.
Almost to 2 cents. So we're climbing.
Travis, eventually we'll just own that company, right? Because we'll be the only ones that haven't cashed out.
I think I have, I still have 26 shares of that company.
I think I have 50. So I guess I'll be the CEO and you can like get me.
I'll be like your, yeah. You be the CEO. I'll be like your CFO.
I own 24 cents more in Heliomathison than you do.
They did say recently that they were going to spin off, where they were actually going to have movie, like, because Heliomathos wants nothing to do with it. So they're going to spin MoviePass off into its own publicly traded stock, which I would think you would be hard pressed to find anybody to invest in that fucking company.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Did you guys see the mass shooting with the guy in the, was it a Jewish temple?
Oh, yeah.
And he mowed down like a 97-year-old gal, like the youngest person who was killed in that. I think it was like 12 people died in that. And the youngest one was 57.
Yeah. If somebody is going to shoot up a church, they have to have it out for old people, because the demographic is always going to skew very old.
Could you imagine living to be 97 and getting shot in a Jewish temple by some asshole? It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's
You know, if they put that on the ballot, drunk, I'd vote
not,
against it.
Not to get shot in the Jewish temple.
Yeah. It wasn't on there. We just got varying degrees of different medical weed things.
So did you also have like 3 pages of judges?
Not the issues that really matter to me, drunk. I want to vote no on shooting people in Jewish temples. I kill all the judges. Every judge I fire.
Yeah.
Every time.
But was there like 3 pages of them?
Yeah, I voted no on all of them.
That's a bit ridiculous.
And there was one guy who ran unopposed. I don't vote for guys who are unopposed. I write somebody in.
He's
going to win anyway, but I'm not going to vote for him. Fuck him.
I wrote myself in. I think it popped up on Facebook memories. I completely forgot about it. The coroner for my township was uncontested. And I think it was like 4 or 6 years ago, I wrote my own name in for coroner.
I think Drunk voted for Joe Exotic in one of those unopposed things. Didn't you, Drunk?
Nope.
You said you did. Did you lie?
Nope.
I can't remember.
Sure didn't.
We don't like liars around
Maybe
here.
Maybe I did vote for Joe Exotic in one of them. I can't remember.
It was so long ago.
So many elections, right?
Yeah, it's just too many to count.
But yeah, I just didn't even vote for all that, so I was out of there.
You just skipped that part?
Yeah, abstain.
Can you do that?
Yeah, just hit
have to fill in all those circles.
You don't?
Well, I mean,
I didn't know you could skip stuff.
I went with the electronic portion.
I mean, like, I took the time to lie about not being in town so that I could absentee ballot. I was going to at least fill in all the boxes.
I mean, there's some of them like I'm not going to vote. There's nobody opposing them. And it's like, I'm not going to vote for that schmuck.
You didn't
You're
write somebody
take the
in?
Time to fill in that circle.
Yeah. Michael Brown's mom is running for office. Did I tell you guys that?
No.
What office is she running for?
Like Ferguson, like, I don't know, something.
Assembly for that little.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
area.
Vote in Ferguson, so I don't know what she is, but I know she's running for office.
Ward 6, whatever.
Yeah, something like that. She beat up her own mom over T-shirt sales, and now she's running for office. Did you hear about that, Matt? Michael
sounds familiar.
Michael Brown's grandmother raised him. He didn't live with his parents. He lived with his grandmother, and when he was killed, his grandmother. Had some T-shirts made like Justice for Michael Brown and was selling them like out in parking lots, you know, getting her hustle on while all the people were out there, you know, getting all rambunctious. And the mom got a posse together and drove up to their booth and had like a big fight and stole all the T-shirt money. And so she beat up her own mother fighting over T-shirt money over their dead kid, and now she's running for office. I would think that the person running against her would probably have a pretty easy time. Just be like, this lady beat up her mom.
Right.
I mean, like, that would be an attack ad that I'd say, oh, yeah, I remember that. You know, it sounds crazy. Like, why would you beat up your own mom? But it happened. Right. I know it did. I was there. I mean, like, you know, he didn't put poop in the water.
You were like live and in the parking lot when it happened?
I mean, no, but I saw it on the news.
That would have been awesome.
If I was there? Cool. No, I stayed steered clear there. I couldn't even go to my favorite Krispy Kreme donuts for like months.
Did you see all the fucking tanks and the SWAT vehicles and shit?
Yeah, yeah. There was a thing.
It's crazy when you live in like a normal metropolitan area and the fucking tank rolls down the street.
And you know what? That was on the ballot as something about how we should pay more in gas so that the police get more money. And I was like, yeah, police got plenty of money. They're buying tanks.
I voted yeah.
I do think the police have plenty of money.
Yeah, they just spend it foolishly, Matt.
Did you vote yes on the zoo?
Oh, yeah. The zoo, man. They got animals. It's
right.
Great.
Who doesn't love the zoo?
So, what I'm saying is...
Keep that shit free.
If there's an overlaying message to this episode, Matt, what do you think it is?
Something about stickers.
Be sure to get your stickers. Because it proves that you voted... And that's what's important.
I was getting shit from some people at work today for having the sticker. They were like, oh, come on. Like, why are you showing the sticker off? I'm like,
you have to. Know, you have to, Matt.
I always voted. Show off the sticker.
Yeah. I
feel like that's mostly like a force field to keep people away from you to even ask if you voted. You're right. Like, it's like, yeah, I voted. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Oh, so if you wear the sticker, then nobody will ask you if you voted because they know.
Right. So it doesn't even start the conversation. It's just a moot point.
At my work, it goes a little different. It's kind of like, oh, what time did you go in today? How many people were there?
That's why.
Me too.
Travis, that's why you got to get the 1148 roll of 500 of them on eBay just in case. And then you just have one in your desk drawer at all times.
Right. Ready to
avoid
go.
Any
even if you don't know there's an election, right? So like somebody said something about voting, you're like, oh fuck, was that today? You could slap that sticker on and be like, yep, here we go.
You could sell them to people at work, be like, hey, you want people to stop asking you?
$5.
So yeah, I guess that's your election update, guys. I hope that we had up to the minute poll numbers to keep you informed. Because it's all pretty fucking important. It's the most important election of our lifetime, Travis.
Mm-hmm. Well, most important midterm, at least.
I don't even know that it's the most important midterm. I just think this one got the most publicity.
Dude, I waited like 45 minutes.
I think
today.
Every midterm has probably been as equally as important. It's just this time people decided to care.
Yeah, people actually decided to get out of the house and go vote. I've been voting at the same polling place for 13 years, and I was the highest voter number that I ever was as early as I voted today. Like, I was like 255, and the highest I think I've ever been, and that's including voting later than I did today. I think the highest I ever was like 140, otherwise double digits.
Yeah.
People got out. Rock the vote.
I just hope that I stop getting stuff in the mail. I was getting so much stuff in the mail with that Josh Howley guy's smug face.
Did you get people coming to knock at the door?
No, didn't get anybody knocking on the door, but I
got people knocking at the door, and it was so funny. It was a couple, and they come up to the they answer the door, and they're like, oh, is this, he has a paper of every single person in my neighborhood's like name and address, like who's associated with it. And they were like, are you Mr. Matthew Charles? And I was like, yes. They're like, we're just out here today trying to encourage everybody to vote. And I was like, and they said, will you be voting? And I said, of course, yeah, I plan on voting on Tuesday. And he goes, okay, good. And this is where it like made me laugh the most, is that he was like, and we're also out encouraging people to vote Democratic. Like, he got really quiet. He was like, Democratic? And I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll vote Democratic, sure. And he's like, okay, great. He's like, will your wife be voting Democrat? I was like, yeah, my wife will probably be voting Democrat as well. And he's like, oh, well, you'd be surprised how many couples are divided, which is so odd in this day and age. And I was like, okay.
Is it? Okay. Is it odd?
I guess, he was telling me that.
My parents both voted the same way, but my mom wouldn't tell my dad that they voted the same way. Like she said, yeah, I voted the same way he did, but I don't want him to know that, which is weird, right?
That's weird.
Me and my
lady voted. What was her reasoning behind that?
I don't know. Miss Spite, I guess, Travis? Spite?
Call her. let's call her and ask her.
Like, hey.
Why when you voted exactly the same?
Why'd you do that?
Tell us.
Oh, well, kind of like, you know, when they do the paper ballot, they got that little privacy thing. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You voted. Boom.
Yeah, I didn't like either of them, so I voted Libertarian. It seems to be a trend with me. I just don't really like a lot of people.
We're out here and encouraging people. I like
you.
Libertarian?
I like you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a bad ambassador for our brand. I just...
Well, just slap a fake Ted Cruz rodent smile on your face and get out there and campaign there, Mike.
I can't do it, Travis. I've tried. I've tried to get the word out. I'm just bad at it.
Speaking of getting everybody's
got blinders on. Nobody cares.
Drunk. God damn it. You're right. We got to get the word out that it is now the official WFOD Hand Turkey Month. So be sure to get all your hand turkeys in. We're going to have a contest to see who has the best one. Right, Travis? A contest?
You got it. Now that all the attack ads and the political campaigns, they're going to stop texting you. They're going to stop calling you. They're going to stop bombarding your Hulu with campaign ads. You can spend that time thinking about the best hand turkey you could possibly make and submit to our Turkey Month Hand Turkey WFOD contest.
Fill that void of negativity with the joy of hand turkeys.
At Produce Travis and at Drunkard SEO on the Twitters.
Get the whole family involved. If you got kids, get your kids to make us a hand turkey. You make a hand. Make a whole hand turkey family.
Travis, a fucking whole family of hand turkeys of all different sizes standing in a line having a good fucking time like with some little green grass and a big yellow sun above them, right?
Oh, yeah. And maybe Donald Trump can be he can be pardoning them, right? Like every year we get the turkeys are being pardoned by the White House. Get Trump in there pardoning your turkey.
Do you think that he'll do that?
He's done. Nah,
he don't give a shit.
He'll pardon turkeys?
Yeah. But besides the point, we got a whole WFOD prize closet filled with amazing items that will absolutely put something really good, a nice prize pack together for the best hand turkey this year.
Imagine this, Travis. Trump walks out onto the White House lawn and pulls a big golden revolver from his waistband and just
like pops out of his sash that says world's greatest president.
Pops the turkey right in the fucking face.
Cow.
That'd actually be pretty
funny. And it blows the smoke off the barrel and then waves and goes back inside.
And he yells America.
I kill turkeys better than anybody's ever killed a turkey before.
It's not bad.
Make America great again.
It's not bad, Travis. It's not bad.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just came out. I didn't practice that.
Guys, we did it. Get your hand turkeys in. We're having a contest. Best hand turkey wins a prize. Yeah. The show's over now.
Travis, would you say you have a pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week for this week is the DC Universe original series Titans. They're four episodes deep. Every Friday, a new episode premieres.
Is that the fuck Batman show?
It's the fuck Batman show. The last episode was fucking amazing. They had the Doom Patrol. If you're familiar with DC Comics lore and some of their ancillary characters, the Doom Patrol. Brendan Fraser plays this robot dude.
What?
That beautiful, you know, Matthew Bomer, that guy who's just like too beautiful for words. He was on some USA show or some shit. Was that White Collar? I think he's a gay Travis. That dude is gorgeous. And, they got him wrapped in bandages that you don't see his face. They got him in this thing, but, DC Universe's Titans, that's their own original show. It is fucking great. It took me a couple episodes to get into it, but this last one was awesome.
I was just reminded recently by Mike that the whole DC Network thing was live, and I was like, man, I have not heard hide nor hair about this anything. Like, I haven't heard about the Titans show. I haven't heard if it's good. Like, usually there's always a buzz. Like, I got to go see this. I got to go watch this show. But I have not heard anything.
I completely agree with you, which I find to be amazing, because they have, I mean, this is the first original program that they have on there, and they've only four episodes deep, and they're just making some of the other shows right now, and I've heard nothing as well. But they have to be doing well enough, because they greenlit a season two for this Titan show, and I think they had dropped three episodes. Well, and they're we're making more of them.
Of course they did, Travis. They're the DC universe, and like
it is.
They got to put stuff on it, right?
Yeah, the Swamp Thing is coming. The Harley Quinn animated show is coming. But this Titan show, I tell you, if they can keep up the quality of this thing, it is fucking great. I like it very much. The kid who plays Dick Grayson, Robin, was he was the brother of Karen Gillan in that Oculus movie, that horror movie with the mirror, which I didn't realize he's great in that. But he's my favorite character in this show by far. He does such a good job. But it's wacky and it's out there and it's just, man, it's good. I like it very much.
See, they're giving us a lot of reasons to doubt that he did it, Matt. But he probably just did it, right?
He did it, yeah.
I mean, like, there's plenty of things that you say, huh, that's weird. Maybe he didn't do it. I have doubt. But he probably just did it.
Mike, would you say that your pick of the week is The Conviction of Stephen Avery?
That sounds like it, for sure.
Trevor, my pick of the week is Jensen Karp.
Oh, he married Topanga.
Yeah, good for him.
Son of a bitch.
Matt, do you have a pick of the week?
Not so much a pick of the week as more of just a comment on something that I became aware of. Big fan of Jurassic Park. Really big fan of movie. I love it. This article has been kind of hopping around on Facebook about Tim not helping while they were fighting off the raptors and like trying to get the door locked sealed.
Tim?
I never thought about that before. That scene where like he's like, Ellie, door locks! The door locks! And, you know, she's like trying to hack the computer, the interactive CD-ROM. And Tim's just standing beside her, like jumping up and down, not doing anything. Not help with the gun doing.
So your pick of the week is to go back and watch that and judge for yourself? So you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little weird. Like, I'd never even thought about it, and I've seen that scene 1,000 times, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that is a little weird. The kid just really stands there like a lump of shit.
Matt, we're getting a phone call here. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Before we take the phone call, Drunk, your pick of the week. Don't call her. Don't talk.
Drunk's pick of the week is MoviePass. Only $9.99. Go see as many movies as you like every day of the week. It's great stuff.
Caller, are you there? Do you have?
All right, everybody, listen up.
It's actually not bad.
It's the motherfucking Hollywood Fantasy League champion calling in to say hello to my constituents.
Oh, wow.
Coming to claim my motherfucking title.
It's kind of falling apart. It was good at first. I think you need the music back. Bring the music back because it was better when the music was
music back. Yes.
And less cursing. I mean,
yeah.
Stone Cold curse a lot.
There you go. Okay, now do it.
You gotta talk too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, see, no, he cleverly avoided cursing. Like, you know, he'd say like,
I mean, yeah, he's in hell, damn, ass.
The ones you can say.
Yeah.
Right. Even the Macho Man shouted hell yeah when he was snapping into a Slim Jim.
Where'd the music go? Bring the music back.
I'm sorry. Get it.
Do you got your six pack of
There we go.
Everybody listen up if you're coming.
It's a little more rock, I think. Am I going too rock?
It's kind of like a combination
of them
both.
It's fine. Like, I know who you're going for.
Well, you were playing the music. Of course we knew who he was going for. But I mean, like, when he's not playing the music.
His voice is good. I like the voice.
I liked all of it. But it kind of, like you said, it kind of fell apart like a couple sentences.
Yeah, you were getting too wordy.
Did you just write the first two sentences?
Yeah.
I don't write anything.
And I'll tell you something else. If you want to come down here and get a shot at this title, you better pack a lunch.
I got a little New York there. I got to work on my impression.
I like pack a lunch. I thought that was good.
Yeah, but where am I packing? Like, what am I packing a lunch for?
Well, you got to come down there.
It's going to be a long fucking day.
No, see, fucking.
You come down to try to take the Hollywood Fantasy League title.
Instead of long fucking day, you should say, you know, long ass day.
Can he say bitch?
This is network television. This is a internet radio program. I can say any goddamn thing I want.
That was good. See, I'm all on board.
See, and like, you know, the pause between God and damn is crucial.
Yeah.
Right, because we can bleep the God part.
Yeah.
I like
it. And then you can use it as a soundbite then.
Did you ever see that guy who went through the drive-thru with an E.T. mask and he just talked like
Stone Cold E.T.?
Yeah.
Oh, E.T. That's the inspiration behind it, actually.
Love pretty great.
You're breaking care. Yeah, I mean,
Jody.
You like it with a little mustard in the pickles. You know, Stone Cold E.T.
Jody.
Hello. What?
Jody, I
did you send my belt? What?
Where's
my title? What?
I asked you for your address, Jody, and you told me I had your address.
Yeah.
But
I think so.
But I asked you for it, which means I don't have it.
Where is the belt?
Do you want a little mustard in your pickles? I think is the real question here that we all have to be answering.
Well, everybody knows when you go to the castle, you got to get the little onions with the steam bun.
I do.
Top it off with them crinkle fries and the ketchup. It's good eating all day.
Don't forget the cheese dipping sauce.
I think Barbecue Steve is my new favorite character.
You gotta toast the bun a little bit.
Right.
Don't forget to put the extra sauce on there with them pickles.
He says pickles perfectly. That's awesome.
Do another goddamn. I like goddamn, but do it with the music. I need the music and a goddamn.
And if there's gonna be one more thing I'm gonna say, it's one goddamn thing.
Because it's almost like he doesn't say pickles with a P. It's almost a B.
Pickles.
With Steve Austin, there's a couple things. You got to take breaks like this is with
the Texas Rattlesnake Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Like you got to put a pause in certain places.
I don't think he says Steve Austin. I think he just calls himself Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, isn't that what he always? Do you smell what Stone Cold is cooking? Right.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That'd be the rock.
Yeah, close. He always comes out and he goes, "Woo,
woo!" Do you smell?
Is that what he does? He goes, "Woo,
is cooking."
Right.
I'm still
I'm wheeling, dealing.
I need to
kiss all the pretty girls.
The six pack opening up. That's what I need to hear.
Walking your grandma across the street to get her meds.
Pickles.
She likes mustard in her pickles while she's taking her blood pressure meds. And Jody. Then she goes home and she takes a diarrhea shit from all the onions. White Castle's terrible for your digestive tract. You ever notice how your grandma's house smells really different and weird, but kind of, it's gross, but kind of comforting in a certain way? You ever notice how her closet smells like mothballs?
Hey, you guys.
But it kind of makes it feel like, hey, you're at home. You see the pill bottles, and you know she's probably in bad health, but it seems like she's doing good because she makes you the best cheeseburger.
Jody.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelled mothballs?
I think Stone Cold Travis.
All right, Stone Cold off.
No, I'm done. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
Jody, pick of the week.
My pick of the week is a little company called BioBidet.com. Oh, God. Hang on. Hold on. BioBidet.com. You can go there and use the promo code POBOYS. Receive.
I go with Bohemian Rhapsody for sure. If he really wanted to troll you.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. It was great. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Did you just hang up on him when he was
fuck that. I'm not going to his promo code. Go fuck yourself with your promo code. Did somebody add him back?
Keep your promo code to yourself.
I'm gonna laugh about that grandmother house smelling like kind of weird, but you know, comforting at the same time all week.
It was a good call. Give credit where credit's due. It was a good call.
Who keeps adding him back?
All day, all night. Oh hell yeah!
Okay. Oh boy.
Oh, guns out, phones out.
Thanks for joining us for our coverage of the 2018 midterm elections.
Yeah, we definitive coverage, guys. We did it. I was 17.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. Tell somebody about it. Subscribe on whatever your podcast platform is so that you catch all the stuff that we put out. Because it's every week. But you never know when I'm going to throw a little curveball in there. You just got to subscribe so you get everything. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and all those things. Hey, tune in every Tuesday night because we like hanging out with the people. Follow us on social medias. We're at WFODix or at WFODshow. Probably both. Who fucking knows? Mike, Drunk, or Travis at WFODshow.com if you'd like to email any of us. Call us when we're live or when we're not. We'll probably play your voicemail because we don't get that many. So, I mean, if we get one, we'd probably be pretty goddamn excited about it. 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hey, we have a Patreon too, patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
This is Stone Cold E.T., and I want to order a couple of cheeseburgers, and that's the bottom line. Because you know Stone Cold E.T. like to come to White Castle, order a couple of cheeseburgers to fill me up before I whoop some ass. Give me a hell yeah if you're down with Stone Cold E.T. Oh, hell yeah! Because Stone Cold E.T. likes whooping ass. When Stone Cold E.T. rides a bicycle, I ride it long, I ride it hard, just like the Texas Rattlesnake when he's done whooping Vince McMahon's ass. Give me a, oh, hell yeah. What'd you say, E.T.? What? What'd you say, E.T.? What? I said I want to order two cheeseburgers, and that's the bottom line. Cause now Stone Cold love a little White Castle burger with a little onion, with a little meat on it. Cause there's nothing like Stone Cold Steve Austin eating those little White Castle burgers. You know Stone Cold like a little White Castle action. Well, I'm busy fighting off aliens when I'm busy beating the crap out of Will Smith in Independence Day or beating him up in iRobot. Stone Cold E.T. is gonna whoop some ass. Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Stone Cold E.T. is gonna whoop some ass. And that's the bottom line. Hell yeah.